Random House Audio and Sounds Publishing present Vegas Confessions, Volume 2.
Propositioned at a strip club. I was in Las Vegas with my then boyfriend, and after some gambling and lots of drinking from big football-shaped plastic cups, we ended up going to Pink Pussycats, a strip club off the strip, where you can get a limo to the club, VIP entry, and a $30 drink voucher for $40. We asked our dealer, and he said he wasn't supposed to promote other places, but then he slipped us a card with the phone number of a limo driver, and when we called him, he told us about the deal, then picked us up and took us to the club. On the ride, I was trying to talk to the driver who'd moved to Vegas from Wisconsin and used to play college ball and was a bouncer as well as a limo driver. But my boyfriend kept groping my tits and trying to kiss my neck and slide his hands up my thighs. So I couldn't really keep up my end of the conversation and kept apologizing, and the driver told me not to worry. He'd seen it all. I know we were just basically being a cliché by going to a strip club in Vegas, but I'd never been to one and wasn't likely to go to one in my hometown. I don't even think there is one in my town. I'd probably have to drive to the next town over or head out to the freeway to find one, and then I'd probably know half the girls dancing and all the men in the audience. No, thank you. I like living in my bubble of innocence. I also figured this was basically my one and only chance to go to Vegas. It's not like we have a ton of money to spend on going places, and I don't really like to fly anyway. All that being said, I was more than ready to try anything and go a little wild.